John Bacay's winger, Dean Lodge, after this afternoon's 3-1 win at Shoreham in the FA Cup. Dean, that was more difficult than it needed to be, wasn't it?
Indeed. To be fair, first half, I think it was all over them. They had one chance and they scored from it, really.
What did Dow say at half-time to get things going second half?
He went absolutely mental, and he was within his rights to be fair, because with all due respect to Shoreham, we shouldn't be coming here losing and being down at 1-0 half-time. So, to be fair, the team talk worked and we won.
It does seem to be taking us a while this season to get going. Second half team, some people have said. Why do you think that is?
I don't know, but if we carry on this way, we're unbeaten already. So I don't mind if we win every game in the second half and to the end of the season. I'll take it.
Duff said to me last week that this game was the most important game of the season so far. Real put emphasis on the FA Cup. Is there a different atmosphere in the dressing room because it's an FA Cup game?
No, there's a lot of banter flying about. Everyone's laid back about the FA Cup. But we obviously want to do far and get a run for the club. And obviously a bit of money can get ejected as well. We can get our name on the map.
You seem to be this season, you sort of start on the right wing, switch over to the left wing, then back again, almost like a free roll between the two. Are you enjoying your football this season?
Yeah, obviously with camaraderie with the team, obviously there's quite a few new players in. So obviously we take a bit of time to get used to each other, but we're unbeaten so far and I just play wherever the manager puts me, really.
You seem to get more joy as the game was going on. Did you think fitness played its toll today?
Yeah, we're the fittest team in the league by far. Obviously, we do a lot of running and that with Martin on Monday. So, second half, we're just blitz teams. If that's the way it's got to be, that's the way it's got to be.
At 1-0, Luke Garrard made a few good saves. How much do we owe to him still being in the FA Cup?
A lot, but he could have caught a few. He tipped over about 4 in a row. So, no, he made a lot of saves, to be fair, and he bailed us out quite a few times. So, obviously, if we do our jobs in both boxes, we shouldn't be too far.
The referee struck me today as communicating quite a lot to the players. Was he any different to the referees you've seen this season, or just
as bad? He was one of the worst, if you ask me, because he was booking players for absolute nonsense. He just felt the need to get his card out every minute. I don't know if he's getting assist or what, but I wasn't having the ref, to be fair, today.
You've played under quite a few different K's managers now. You re-signed for Douse a while back. Why did you come back to him? What makes Douse different to the others?
To be fair, it wasn't just Douse, it was obviously the club sells itself to me, to be fair. And obviously Douse is probably the best manager that I've had and played under since, obviously, the other two spells I've had. He's just, I don't know, good team effort, he works hard and obviously we want to do well for him because he does put a lot of effort in, so hopefully we can just repay him.
When I speak to him particularly about you, he always seems to say that your game's improved so much since he signed you to the club. Like, you're chasing back and you're producing a lot more for the team now. Do you feel your game's improved the last year or so?
Yeah, he would take all the credit, but you know, no, to be fair, I have changed a bit of my game, obviously the working hard side, and obviously I'm fitter for it because obviously we do a lot of fitness work with Martin on the Monday. So obviously, yeah, I am doing better. Obviously my ratio last year of goals and assists was a lot better than it has been in previous years. Hopefully I could push on and get more than last year.
What about the squad generally? Do you think we've got a better squad this year than we did this time last year?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm like, he's made quite a few good signings. Obviously there's a lot of players still to come back in that ain't even kicked the ball yet. So that can only be a good thing for us to the end of the season.